Hands up if you've booked holiday accommodation through a site like Airbnb. And do you think those rentals should have to register, mandatory, register with authorities in Western Australia? Well, that's the recommendation from a report released today by the WA Parliament's Economics and Industry Sharing Standing Committee, looking into the regulation of short-stay accommodation in this state. In recent years, Airbnb has taken off in places like Margaret River, prompting calls from traditional accommodation providers to regulate the industry and level out the playing field. Keen to hear what you think about this issue. Should Airbnb hosts, short-stay accommodation hosts, have to register their accommodation like traditional hotels, motels and guest houses? Or would this regulation put the brakes somewhat on booming tourism in some of our regions? 1300 560 222. You can text. Pete's texted. He says, not a lot of good getting more tourists to Margaret River when our Shire knocks back a new progressive four-star accommodation, says Pete. I don't know the details. Give us some more details, Pete. 0448 922 604 is the text line. Bradley Woods is the CEO of the Australian Hotels Association of WA. Bradley, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrew.
What's your reaction to that recommendation that there should be a mandatory register?
Well, we've welcomed the report. The committee of the Parliament has taken over 12 months to review and to consider all of the issues that have been raised. About 350 submissions across the state, ranging from local governments, members of Parliament, hotels, hospitality operators, Airbnb operators and hosts, neighbours who've been dramatically and drastically affected by nuisance parties and activities nearby. And I think what the report does, it finds a very fair balance, and that is that it sets out a pathway for Airbnb operators to exist and to operate and be registered, and for that service and that product to be available for tourists. But at the same time, it sets a standard to protect the community and consumers and travellers to ensure that they've got proper health, safety, fire protection, smoke detection, and all the requirements that would normally be there under the building code. And for the existing hotel and hospitality industry that pay their taxes, charges, rates, local government fees, and meet the codes and meet the cost of building to the standard that's expected, it creates a more level playing field.
Speaking of level playing field, from Airbnb's perspective, their head of public policy, Brent Thomas, is saying this doesn't happen in any other state in Australia. There's no across-the-board registration scheme in any other state. Why do we need it?
Well, it happens in their home city of San Francisco. Australia's taken a while to catch up, and WA is the first state that's recommended it. It happens in a whole range of jurisdictions around the globe. What Airbnb does, it opposes any regulation restrictions or any proper registration in every jurisdiction where it can, and then it obviously has to apply with it once it comes in. But I think we've got to look at where it operates, places like Paris or Barcelona or San Francisco, where they have to comply with registration, where they have to meet certain standards. They still operate. There's still thousands or tens of thousands of Airbnb operators out there. It just means that they have to operate within the bounds of the law. And that's the reality here. This is nothing much too new. There's lots of holiday homes in the southwest that have been complying with these requirements for a decade and more. Airbnb just happens to specialise in providing a platform or a forum for those businesses or those holiday home businesses that are both registered and approved, as well as those that aren't at all.
Now, from what I understand of this, by having this mandatory register, the government will be able to get more information about the numbers and the data around these short-stay accommodation providers like Airbnb in WA. Does that then lead to potentially more changes? Will you be pushing for more changes after that data is collected?
Well, the data is collected for two reasons, and the report recommendations recognise there needs to be data collection. One, from the perspective of understanding what the real tourism story is about visitation. For instance, you know, in the hotel industry, in the accommodation sector, the registered licensed accommodation sector, hotels, motels, resorts, we provide data through to the ABS and a whole range of other sources around where the guests come from, how long they stay, how much they spend. A whole range of parameters are provided to inform government how to spend money on tourism marketing and promotion. Airbnb's not being asked for too much data, just a little bit to start with, around the types of core information that's needed to understand who their tourists are. So data that that can be added, given that they say they've got 14,000 properties operating across the state. That's almost as much as number of hotel rooms across the state. It would be very helpful to know who those visitors are, what countries they come from, how long they stay, what their average spend is, as well as what we provide. And that just makes normal commercial sense, given that the taxpayer is paying for tourism marketing and promotion by the West Australian Tourism WA and also Tourism Australia. So it'd be great if Airbnb came to the party and shared that type of data.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thanks for coming on, Bradley.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew.
Bradley Woods, CEO of the Australian Hotels Association of Western Australia. If you've got a